Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Some upcoming events here through the Cass County Extension Office. First of all, we have day camp for kindergarten through second grade youth coming up. Mammals Are Us will be the focus of these half-day day camps held on January 18th or January 25th, your choice, offered on multiple dates because we have different dates, school vacations of the different schools in Cass County. This is a three-hour free day camp to any youth in kindergarten through second grade, focusing on learning about mammals through hands-on activities, fun, crafts, even an outdoor hike. A snack will be provided as well. This program is offered in partnership with Cass County Conservation. In order to get your kindergarten through second grader signed up for Mammals Are Us Day Camp, be sure to stop by or call the Cass County Extension office. Again, there is no charge, but you must be pre-registered to attend. There were also flyers that went home with many local schools earlier this week or last, so make sure you get that turned back in to get your kindergarten through second grader registered for Mammals Are Us Day Camp. Also coming up next Tuesday, the 19th of January, Cass County is proud to be one of 14 sites across the state hosting the Crop Advantage Series. Each year, ISU Extension and Outreach Specialists and Field Agronomists present the latest crop production research and information for the upcoming growing season to producers, agronomists, and industry leaders. This year's Crop Advantage Series will also have a special focus on the importance of risk management programs and controlling costs. The January 19th program will be here at the Cass County Community Center. The program starts at 8:30 in the morning and will run through the majority of the afternoon. As part of this program, producers who attend the entire day can also get their private pesticide applicator training completed for the year as well, in addition to the availability of certified crop advisor credits as part of that meeting. Registration for the day is $60. Pre-registration can be completed online at cropadvantage.org or at the door. Walk-in registrations will also be accepted. Registration fee of $60 includes lunch, printed proceedings, private pesticide applicator recertification, and CCA credits if needed. Again, for more information, contact the Cass County Extension Office or go online to cropadvantage.org to see the full program for the day and get registered. As we look outdoors, we see that many of our plants are snow-covered. Is this beneficial? Is a question, and what should we do about it? If you have a layer of snow, it is beneficial to many plants in the garden and landscape. This layer of snow protects the plants from extreme cold and the drying effects from sun and wind. This snow layer also prevents repeated freezing and thawing of the soil, which can heave out those perennials such as our mums, daisies, painted daisies, and coral bells, causing serious damage or death. Additionally, this layer of snow moderates soil temperatures. Without snow, the soil may get extremely cold, damaging roots of trees, shrubs, and perennials. If you remember, several years ago, we had quite a few evergreens and other plants see severe winter burn due to very cold temperatures and lack of snow cover on the ground. So we do like to see a little bit of that snow covering our landscape plants. On the negative side, however, the weight of wet, heavy snow can break branches on trees and shrubs and destroy the shape of multi-stemmed things such as arborvitae or junipers. A deep layer of snow also deprives rabbits and deer of food on the ground, forcing them to browse on trees and shrubs that stick above the snow. And of course, heavily browsed trees and shrubs can be damaged if these yard visitors happen to nibble off the bark all the way around the tree and girdle it, in some cases completely damaging or destroying these trees or bushes. If you do have heavy wet snow that builds up on your small trees and shrubs, you can gently shake the snow from branches or carefully brush it off with a broom to prevent the weight of heavy wet snow from damaging shaped items such as arborvitae. You can wrap the plants with twine or rope in the fall to keep them from getting weighed down. If you have small newly planted trees buried in snow, there is not necessarily any need to uncover them. The snow will not suffocate the evergreens. The snow acts like an insulating blanket and protects the evergreens from the drying winter winds. However, keep in mind that again, rabbits or deer or other things may browse on these low-lying trees as the snow melts and portions of the trees stick out of the snow. So check them on a frequent basis throughout the winter months, and if damage is noted, immediately take steps such as fencing or other ways to exclude rabbits and pests from browsing and causing additional damage. For more information on upcoming events, as well as resources from Cass County and ISU Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street, or find us online anytime for more information. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.